refreshment. If ever he entertained such thoughts, he never gave in to them, not once. Stop and think about this. Not once did Christ use his supernatural powers for personal comfort. With one word, he could have transformed the hard earth into a soft bed, but he didn't. With a wave of his hand, he could have boomeranged the spit of his accusers back into their faces, but he didn't. With an arch of his brow, he could have paralyzed the hand of the soldier as he braided the crown of thorns. But he didn't. Remarkable. But is this the most remarkable part of the coming? Many would argue not. Many, perhaps most, would point beyond the surrender of timelessness and boundlessness to the surrender of sinlessness. It's easy to see why. Isn't this the message of the crown of thorns? An unnamed soldier took branches, mature enough to bear thorns, nimble enough to bend, and wove them into a crown of mockery, a crown of thorns. Throughout Scripture, thorns symbolize not sin, but the consequence of sin. Remember Eden? After Adam and Eve sinned, God cursed the land. So I will put a curse on the ground. The ground will produce thorns and weeds for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. Genesis 3:17-18. Brambles on the earth are the product of sin in the heart. This truth is echoed in God's words to Moses. He urged the Israelites to purge the land of godless people. Disobedience would result in difficulties. But if you don't force those people out of the land, they will bring you trouble. They will be like sharp hooks in your eyes and thorns in your sides. Numbers 33:55. Rebellion results in thorns. Evil people's lives are like paths covered with thorns and traps. Proverbs 22:5. Jesus even compared the lives of evil people to a thorn bush. In speaking of false prophets, he said, "You will know these people by what they do. Grapes don't come from thorn bushes, and figs don't come from thorny weeds." Matthew 7:16. The fruit of sin is thorns, spiny, prickly, cutting thorns. I emphasize the point of the thorns to suggest a point you may have never considered. If the fruit of sin is thorns, isn't the thorny crown on Christ's brow a picture of the fruit of our sin that pierced his heart? What is the fruit of sin? Step into the briar patch of humanity and feel...